Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Denver at the Starnet Fall Meeting, and I'm with Cheryl Acherno, who's the owner of Acherno & Company, a commercial flooring contractor based in Denver. Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You're an active member here. I see you at all these meetings. You're actually the chair of the meetings committee, aren't you?
I'm no longer the chair. I was the chair for several years. I'm currently serving on the board and as the secretary.
Well, you had a big pre-meeting event. I want to talk about that in just a minute. I heard it was a lot of fun. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about your company. If you're a commercial flooring contractor, there's several different ways you can set yourself up. And you lean toward the A&D or design side of the business, don't you?
I do as much as we can influence specifications. I grew up in the business working mostly with designers and architects. That business has changed quite a bit now that there are more vendors with their own reps calling on the designers. But we have a facility that caters to designers. It's a tool that they use for help in specifying products. We also work with general contractors and end users and property managers.
So when you go into your place, and I haven't been there, but there was an event, I've heard a lot of people talking about it. It's well designed. It's got architectural folders in the back. And so these specifiers can come in, and as they start thinking about specifying flooring, come to you. And the beauty of going to you, say, versus an individual supplier, is that you can help them pick the right product versus what we sell, correct?
That's correct. In fact, I wanted the showroom to represent all manufacturers. We aren't beholden to any one in particular. So I have every carpet mill represented. We do try to promote our StarNet vendors first when possible. We carry a broad range of luxury vinyl tile, rubber flooring, and our stone and ceramic business is growing quite a bit. So we do represent a lot of ceramic tile, and we have a lot of folders there.
Do you focus mostly on P&I work, or do you also do maintenance work?
We recently got into the maintenance business with the support of StarNet Floor Care, and that business has really taken off in its first year.
Well, it's no surprise you're a woman commercial flooring contractor. How many of those are there?
There are a handful of us.
And I think you got started in 2000, right?
In 2000, I started my own company, but I've spent my entire career, which spans more than 30 years, in the commercial flooring business.
So prior to starting your own company, you were with Coleman & Kahn?
I worked for another dealer after Coleman Kahn, but I started my career working for a gentleman here in Denver. His name was Coleman Kahn, and he's pretty well known in the industry. He's since retired somewhat from the business, but I worked for him for several years.
Are you a native of Denver?
I am. I grew up here, third generation.
All right, so you had this big event. Let's talk about that. This meeting actually started on Friday, so Thursday night. You had a lot of the members. I heard there was close to 300 people there, and you had an Oktoberfest theme. You had a tent and a band. Tell us a little bit more about it.
I will. There were actually closer to 200 people. My office isn't that big, but it was very well attended. We decided, since Denver was the location and I'm a Denver member, we also have one of our newer vendor reps here in Denver. Their U.S. headquarters are located in Denver. We thought it would be a good opportunity for us to partner for an event. And we invited the entire StarNet membership and a few carpet vendors who came to the party, and we did an Oktoberfest theme. It was a really great event. Everybody had a very fun time. We put a tent up in the back parking lot, and we had a German band and did the whole Oktoberfest theme, sponsored by U Floors and Antron.
So is umpapa and beer and the whole thing, huh?
It was. And I had just been in Oktoberfest with the vendor visiting their factory the week before. So it was a continuation of that theme and a good opportunity for us to host an event together since we're both Denver companies.
Now, you know, I've been to a few Oktoberfest parties in Germany and they end up dancing on tables. Y'all didn't do that, did you?
No, there was no dancing on tables, but there was a little dancing.
Did anybody dress up in those Frau type outfits?
I did, actually. I purchased a dirndl, what they call a dirndl, in Germany last week. So I decided it would maybe be my last opportunity to wear it other than Halloween.
All right, well, let's go back to talking about your business for a minute. I think there's two StarNet members. You're the member here that does focus more, I think, on the design side. Tell us a little bit about business conditions here.
Business conditions in Denver are very strong right now, and we have a lot of opportunities to work on various types of projects. We are incredibly busy. I talk to other StarNet members. They say their business is flat in other parts of the country, but we have been steadily growing our business for the past 2 years without any let up.
You know, I've looked at your website, and you have a beautiful website. It's actually chernocompany.com, and you have a lot of your past work on there. I looked at the different sectors, and you do it all. You do education, hospitality, medical, office, don't you? You do it all.
We do it all. We have always focused on the higher-end corporate projects, but our work is expanding. As I mentioned earlier, we're doing a lot of ceramic and stone, and that's opened the door to different types of projects. We're doing higher education, some retail work as it pertains to a lot of the restaurant growth in Denver. We did a lot of work at the new Union Station, which was a big development at the other side of downtown. And our property management TI business continues to grow.
One of the things I noticed, you did the Broadmoor hospitality.
We did. Some of that was owner-supplied because it was in Axminster, and other carpets we were able to provide, but we did all of the installation there, and it's a beautiful project.
Another noteworthy installation I saw you did is Quark's headquarters, right?
I did. That was a nice project to work on. The newer projects that we've done, we did the Union Station development. Antero is an oil company, oil and gas company, and then IMA, their headquarters are here in Denver, and we did both of those buildings. Those are two of the larger projects we completed this year.
Thank you for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Cheryl Acherno, who's the owner of Acherno & Company, a StarNet member and a commercial flooring contractor, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.